In the studio live now is Tony Baker from Quicksilver. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good. We've spoken on the phone but haven't met.
Nice to meet you.
You're exactly how I imagined you'd be.
Nice for you to say that.
With the beard and the glasses and the sort of salt and pepper hair.
Salt and pepper. I worked hard on that.
Well, listen, Tony, Quicksilver, everything is ticking away nicely down at your dive centre at the moment.
Yes, it's going great. We're very excited about how that's working.
Yeah, we had a little tour the other day. Megan Bell took us through and very, very impressed with the facility, all brand spanking new.
Oh, did you have a chance to go for a dive in the pool?
No, I didn't. I wanted to, but Megan wouldn't allow me to do that. No, she said I had to do it the proper way, and that's how you do it, don't you? You train the people there to go out into the ocean.
Absolutely. There are some opportunities to do some introductory style diving in there. We call it a little Discover Scuba course.
Oh, okay.
So you can actually work out whether you enjoy scuba diving in the first instance. It takes about an hour.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and we were just talking about the fact of how you've designed it there with the deep pool in the centre and those either side are shallow. And, of course, that's for people who, you know, they've got to get used to putting that head under the ocean. Some people, I'm fine with it, but there are other people, they just can't get that head under the water.
Yes, it is an interesting thing. The first thing you need to teach people is how to submerge their head and get used to breathing in the shallows. And it does take a few people a little while to do that. So
they do. But look, I tell you what, great dive centre there on the corner of Grant and Warner Street, and great signage too out the front from Andrew from On the Spot Signs. I was speaking to him yesterday, and he's very proud of those signs on your building there.
Well, we're very proud of the whole building. So it's a little bit of a vision that we had for quite a long time, and we're nice to see it now finalised.
Into fruition. Okay, well, look, what the big news, of course, to talk about is joining with Nautilus Helicopters to, I guess, further enhance the visitor experience. How did they come up? Did they talk to you or did you talk to them?
We've had a long-term contract in respect to our helicopter services, and that contract was coming to an end. And we decided to go out to tender. We'd had a number of different approaches from different operators, and we actually had, I think, six different operators who spoke to us about it, and five of them put in expressions of interest for our helicopter services.
Yep.
And Nautilus was the successful group, and they put forward a very enticing offer. We were very excited by that.
Okay. We'll talk about exactly what happens with that. But first of all, why was Nautilus the preferred one? What did they have that maybe the others didn't have?
Oh, it's a combination of things when you look at a proposal like that. Firstly, they're a local-based company, so that's a big positive for them. They also have a very well-established marketing arm, which is another big positive for them. They have a great fleet of helicopters, which was another big positive for them. They're very active in the local community, which was another positive. And they're giving us an opportunity to provide for our customers two wonderful brand-new Airbus helicopters, which is a fantastic opportunity for our customers.
Brand spanking new. Okay, it will enhance the visitor experience, but how will it? How are you going to use Nautilus to enhance that visitor experience for people who come up here?
Well, I guess a lot of it will be the product offerings we have, which are opportunities to fly out to the reef and then to do the joy flights out there. As I said, the new helicopters, they're a brand new style helicopter. They provide larger windows, a lot more optics for the customers while they're doing their joy flights. So, a fantastic new experience. They're a lot quieter than some of the other helicopters too. So, there was a great long list of things that they put in about why the Airbus helicopters were a fantastic option for us. And they read very well when I was reading that proposal.
That's fantastic. Now, when will it all start? When can people experience the Nautilus Quicksilver experience together?
That'll all start on the 1st of April.
1st of April Fool's Day.
The 1st of April is the start of our tourism year.
I was going to say, this is all a big joke. Now, come April the 1st, you'll say, there's no helicopter happening. We got you in. That's an interesting day to start anyway. But, yeah, so the pilots are going to be out. Now, what do you think, what would you say to visitors who listen to the radio station or even locals who want to do it? What does a helicopter bring to a tourist experience, do you think, of the Great Barrier Reef?
There are lots of people who love to go out and go diving and look and see what's below the reef. That's obviously in our eyes the main thing people want to do.
Yep.
But for some of our customers, they love to get that bird's eye view and that focus of the whole of the reef systems. And look at the wonderful colours they can see from up above. It is a wonderful experience.
Yeah, because you do see photos, you know, looking down and you can see the fish life, you can see the colours, the greens, the blues, all of that sort of stuff from the air, which you don't see from water level, I guess.
No, it is always a little bit different. The tides obviously do play, make it a little bit different, but certainly when you get some of those lower tides and those very calm days, you get those crystal clear waters, you get out at the Outer Barrier Reef, it's amazing seeing all the different shades of blue and aqua and whatnot out there. It's just beautiful.
I've had the experience of, 25 years ago of doing some diving out there, and it really is. You say this to people who haven't done it and they kind of don't believe you, but it's like being on another planet, isn't it, under there?
It certainly is, particularly in our case, we take our customers on the Quicksilver boats and Silver Sonic and Poseidon right out to the Agincourt Reef System, which is right on the edge of the continental shelf. So the water clarity out there is fantastic.
Mm.
It's just a wonderful experience. I'm a diver as well. Yep. And
I figured that.
I love to get the opportunity to get out there and dive, although it doesn't quite come as often as I'd like it these days.
We're talking with Tony Baker from Quicksilver. Tony, what is the current state of the reef? Now, we hear stories about bleaching and we hear starfish. What is the state of the reef right now, according to you?
Well, the reef system's a huge system. It's almost about 3,000 kilometres long. I think when I look at the areas that we go to, and I can comment on those, where we are certainly seeing lots of coral growth out there, and we've had two good seasons of coral growth. So it's great to see the reef areas rebounding. There was certainly back in the summer of 2016, there were some challenges with the reef systems up this way, but more particularly further north than here. And then there was some more coral bleaching events that happened principally to the areas south of Cairns down towards Ingham. And they had a little bit of flow-on effect, more particularly on some of the inshore reefs. But it has been great to see a lot of those areas that were affected. And it wasn't every area, but it certainly was some. But it's great to see a lot of those areas bounce back with lots of new coral growth.
And it is great too. And now, of course, you know, we've had the federal government give that money to the foundation, and that is reaching out now to scientific people, to marine biologists. And I guess the reef is in no better place or no better hands at the moment to be helped.
Well, the reef is, it's touted, and I would agree with it, as one of the best managed reef systems in the world. The Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority does a wonderful job looking after the reef. It's great to see the money that was handed over or given to the foundation to fund a lot of research activities, management activities. A lot of those were well planned and well talked about, and I think they were in the guidelines that were given to the foundation.
That's nice
to see those funds now starting to flow through to some of the projects they were intended for.
Well, Bill Shorten says that he'll take the money back if he's elected.
I'll leave that up to the politicians. I'm not going to comment on that. The reef system is an amazing system, and it's the resilience that the reef has is just outstanding. I mean, we certainly can't take it for granted. It, like all natural ecosystems, is under challenge from a range of different things. The bleaching that you talked about occurred. What we talked about, that occurred as a result of heat stress, but bleaching can occur from a number of environmental issues which impact on the water out there, such as lots and lots of heavy rain can also cause bleaching, and more particularly if you get that on great big low tides. It just doesn't tend to hang around as long as it does when you get the heat-induced stresses.
Well, it's good to know that something's being done, and it's in good hands too. And I think a lot of those scientists, marine biologists, they just love what they do. It's a passion for them, and so the reef. I think the reef's in good hands at the moment in 2019.
I agree. There's just an enormous amount of work being done out there. There's certainly a great deal of focus, and being one of the best managed reef systems in the world, you certainly get a lot of focus because that management comes about by having a lot of focus and a lot of community interest in what's going on. But there are a lot of other interest groups that have done a great deal and made a lot of changes. A lot of the farmers over many years have been doing a lot of fantastic work reducing or improving the runoffs that come from their properties, and that's been fantastic to see, and that's been a long-term program of both the state and federal governments for many years.
Okay, Tony Baker from Quicksilver, how do you see the tourism industry? And let's take in Cairns in this as well, but Cairns and our Douglas Shire and Port Douglas, how do you see the tourism industry in this part of the world, say, for the next decade?
For the next decade, tourism does have its ups and downs a little bit. It does go through growth periods and then slows down and then goes through growth periods. It's almost like going up a set of steps. We had a fantastic growth period through 2016 into 2017, and it's been more of a steadying stage for the last couple of years, and I think probably this year as well a little bit, and then looking very positive as we move into 2020.
Okay, paints a rosy picture there of the tourism industry, and I hope it does, and I'm sure it will too, because we have a unique part of the world. Tony, before you go, the Marina Development, six-star hotel they want to put up over here. We're getting very positive vibes from the Douglas Shire Council. The mayor has been quoted that, you know, she's excited by the drawings and it fits in and everything. Where do you and Quicksilver stand on the development down here?
Okay. Firstly, I'd like to say I think it's fantastic, the initial consultation process they went through, and they came out. I don't think they had any need to, but they came out and they spoke to interested parties, the community, ourselves, and gave us an opportunity to put comment in, and then very pleasingly they took that comment on board and went back to the drawing board. And I have had some initial discussions with regards to the concept, and what I've heard sounds fantastic. Sounds like they've gone out of their way to try and address a lot of those comments that have been put forward. So I'll be very interested to see the full proposal when it's made public.
But do you support it?
As far as the development goes, absolutely.
Yeah, because if you brought that six-star hotel and all the retail shops here and fit it in with the environment and all of that sort of stuff, what would that mean to Port Douglas?
Well, it's an iconic property.
Yeah.
It's right on our waterfront here. It's It's such an opportunity to make a statement for Port Douglas. It's been a long time since we've had such a large proposal come into the region. And with the large development will come a lot of focus, a lot of media focus, and all that is fantastic for the town from a tourism perspective.
Absolutely. Well, Tony Baker, thanks for dropping in today. We'll finish up by just reminding people that on the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, and this is not a gag, folks, they on April the 1st they won't go, oh, there is no helicopter. They won't do any of that sort of silly stuff. The Nautilus helicopter and Quicksilver start working together. So can I wish you all the best with that? Because the tourists are going to love it.
I think so, and I hope so. And it's a fantastic time, and hopefully it mightn't be quite as damp as what it is today.
Yeah, but, that's right.
and we'll get some sun out there. So, yeah. Paul, thank you very much.
And those Airbus helicopters, they got bigger windows, you know that.
They certainly do.
Well, that's what Nautilus say, you know, in their proposal. I guess it is, because these the new helicopters they've got today, boy, are they sweet.
They certainly are, and eventually over the course of the year, as I said, we'll have a couple of new helicopters which will have a lot of our branding on it, and they will look fantastic.
Beautiful. Thanks for joining us, Tony Baker.
Thanks, Paul.